With goggles on and earplugs in, Matt Myers is shaping a hand-sized piece of metal. It'll become a shoulder blade for the human figure sculpture he's creating. Sparks fly like a 4th of July fireworks show as Myers works to make the piece just right. Myers has been creating stuff since he was young, and doing this makes him feel young.
It's just a lot like a little kid playing with mud. You know, it's no different than what I was doing when I was a little kid. You know, all the other kids were making mud pies, and I was making little mud people.
Myers has moved on from mud. He's now a blacksmith, a sculptor who creates beauty from unwanted metal, whether it be obsolete farm machinery, abandoned cars, or old washing machines. You might see junk. He sees opportunity.
There's an old car parked behind the shop here. I don't see that. Like, most people look at it, it's an old car. I see it as a pile of metal that I can cut apart and turn into anything I want.
Myers does not work exclusively with recycled and repurposed materials, but he tries to do so as much as possible.
Blacksmiths are like the original recyclers. I mean, you always use everything you can. You know? When the scraps get small enough that you can't use them anymore, you can melt them down and make more. You know, you can use everything. That's one of the perks of being a blacksmith.
We're just west of Macomb in his studio, Black Toad Forge, which looks to be a converted three-car garage. Part of the space is still used as a garage, but cars are moved and motorcycles are covered before Myers gets to work. Myers heats up the coals to get the fire going in the forge.
Right in the middle. It's well over 2,000 degrees there, and the UV from that can really hurt your eyes.
Myers wears a specific pair of safety goggles to protect his eyes while working at the forge. A 55-gallon drum of water is to our right.
There's another good lesson for me, learning how to tend the fire. I probably was working with coal fires for a couple of years before I actually learned that you can get a lot better fire if you actually pour water on it.
He's heating that piece of metal that will soon become a shoulder blade. In short order, the glowing hot piece is pulled from the fire. The metal is soft, so now it's hammer time.
I'm just kind of come over and hold it up. It is kind of a slow process. Just shape it, hold it up, and see if it's going to fit where I want it to. Still warm enough to shape a little bit. Kind of smooth out a little bit.
It requires some work to shape the piece. Throughout the process, Meyer switches from one tool to another, from one set of safety glasses to another, from one workstation to another. Each change has a purpose. Blacksmithing takes time. Meyer says it's an all-day process to make one hand on the sculpture. In addition to sculptures, Myers makes bowls, ladles, jewelry, and much more. He says even something as seemingly simple as a bowl takes time to make.
It takes forever to do. It's a real slow process, and not very many people like doing it, but I love it. It's real meditative. It's just tap, 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 tap. And it's a real zen thing for me to work on bowls. I would love to just make bowls for a year and just focus on that.
But for now, Matt Myers is focused on the sculpture. The techniques he uses are tried and true from through the ages.
The way that I work is really no different than a blacksmith who was making swords for the Roman army. You know, I have some power tools that he didn't have, but the techniques, you know, and the majority of the tools are the same.
He's recycling these techniques to convert the old and the discarded into artworks of beauty and value. This is truly handmade craftsmanship. Rich Egger reporting.